ろうそくの科学 Michael Faraday A course of 6 lectures of the chemical history of a candle. You will be astonished when I tell you what this curious play of carbon amounts to. A candle will burn some 4, 5, 6, or 7 hours. What, then, must be the daily amount of carbon going up into the air in the way of carbonic acid? What a quantity of carbon must go from each of us in respiration? What a wonderful change of carbon must take place under these circumstances of combustion or respiration? A man in 24 hours converts as much as 7 ounces of carbon into carbonic acid. A milk cow will convert 70 ounces and a horse 79 ounces, solely by the act of respiration. That is, the horse in 24 hours burns 79 ounces of charcoal or carbon in his organs of respiration to supply his natural warmth in that time. All the warm-blooded animals get their warmth in this way, by the conversion of carbon, not in a free state, but in a state of combination. And what an extraordinary notion this gives us of the alterations going on in our atmosphere. As much as 5 million pounds, or 548 tons of carbonic acid, is formed by respiration in London alone in 24 hours. And where does this all go? Up into the air. If the carbon had been like the lead which I showed you, or the iron which, in burning, produces a solid substance, what would happen? Combustion could not go on. As charcoal burns, it becomes a vapor and passes off into the atmosphere, which is the great vehicle, the great carrier for conveying it away to other places. Then what becomes of it? Wonderful is it to find that the change produced by respiration, which seems so injurious to us, for we cannot breathe air twice over, is the very life and support of plants and vegetables that grow upon the surface of the earth. It is the same also under the surface, in the great bodies of water, for fishes and other animals respire upon the same principle, though not exactly by contact with the open air. Such fish as I have here, pointing to a globe of goldfish, respire by the oxygen which is dissolved from the air by the water, and form carbonic acid, and they all move about to produce the one great work of making the animal and vegetable kingdoms subservient to each other. And all the plants growing upon the surface of the earth, like that which I have brought here to serve as an illustration, absorb carbon. These leaves are taking up their carbon from the atmosphere, to which we have given it in the form of carbonic acid, and they are growing and prospering. Give them a pure air like ours, and they could not live in it. Give them carbon with other matters, and they live and rejoice. This piece of wood gets all its carbon, as the trees and plants get theirs, from the atmosphere, which, as we have seen, carries away what is bad for us and at the same time good for them. What is disease to the one being, health to the other. So are we made dependent not merely upon our fellow creatures, but upon our fellow existers, all nature being tied together by the laws that make one part conduce to the good of another.